to the Distro One Micro Show, episode 3.
All right, and welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, episode 3, the show that discusses the myriad of topics from across the geek spectrum. I, of course, am Franz, and with me, as always,
Justin.
Hey, and we are, this is the first Micro Show 2013.
Micro shows are one of the shorter segments that we do, as opposed to a full-length show. Just give you a little bit of our rants and ravings about certain things. And so this week, we want to just kind of talk about what we have in store for you over the course of 2013.
Yeah, well, as of, well, looking back at, like in 2012, one of the, I think, the biggest Achilles heels of the show was the update schedule. And by the update schedule, I mean the lack of update schedule.
We were pretty haphazard about it, I'm not going to lie to you. And most of it, you know, was our own faults. We should have done a better job of managing ourselves.
Well, it was like, well, and life gets in the way and other things happen. You know, you're working a day job. But here in 2013, what we're trying to do is we want to get a brand new update, tried and true update schedule. And pretty much the breakdown for all the listeners out there is essentially the second Saturday of every month, we're going to be featuring one of these audio booth, 5-minute audio booth segments, little micro shows. And then at the last Saturday of every month, look for our full-length episodes. We wanted to stake this across the internet to make it kind of put that pressure on ourselves to make sure that we've got the update schedule down for all the listeners out there.
And so you can look forward to a full episode being about around the length of 45 minutes to maybe an hour. And then these shorter segments, these micro shows, being right around the 5-minute mark.
5-minute mark.
Which I think is nice and digestible for anybody that wants to just grab a quick bite of what we've got to offer.
That's right. And you can find these on our Audioboo page on audioboo.fm/distro1. And also look for these posted also to our Tumblr page at distro1.tumblr.com.
You can also look forward to some more posting, pointing out some of the things that we know and love, and maybe we'll talk about those a little bit more in the show. But we intend to post a little bit more to the website as well. But let's maybe jump to the meat of what we want to talk about today. A little pre-Mordor.
Yeah, the little The Hobbit. Peter Jackson returning due to, you know, scheduling conflicts of Guillermo del Toro. He had to back out of the project, but Peter Jackson and his Weta team is back. Old Wingnut Films is finishing the series and kind of starting from the beginning, kind of going kind of backwards here. But I know I've seen it. I enjoyed it.
I have not seen it. And people were like, oh, well, then let's not talk about it. I'm like, but I've read the books. I've read The Silmarillion. I've read all of the Lost Tales, the appendices, all that stuff. No spoilers. I mean,
we're not here. If you haven't seen it yet, we're not going to be, you know, revealing any big surprises here. But just to say, it was a good film. I mean, granted, it was, you know, a little lengthy, almost, you know, 2 hours, 50 minutes or something like that. That's a lot of movie, but it did flow pretty well. I mean, this pacing issues, which could be debatable, but overall, I thought that was, I mean, for the opening movie of a three-parter.
Yeah, you're going to be looking at about 9 hours worth of film here.
Yeah, I'm talking to a guy at work, and he said he could read the book in under 9 hours.
Yeah, The Hobbit was one of the shorter tales. The shorter books, excuse me. He had a bunch of short tales also that, not to spoil it for anyone, but have been integrated into the story where they fit.
Right. And yeah, they're doing, he's going to be adding. And which I can understand the point. Peter Jackson and doing, if it's going to be the final Tolkien movie, and you did all the Lord of the Rings, you're going back, you're doing The Hobbit, you've got the four main stories done, I can understand that.
You want to squeeze as much as you can in.
Right.
You know, since it's going to be probably the last piece of Tolkien work that's produced in film, right. at least in conjunction with the previous releases.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, and that's pretty much about it. That's our time. Just make sure, thanks for all the listeners out there. We want to thank, you know, we got a ton of new followers on Facebook this weekend. Thank you, everybody, for hitting the like button on that.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back here. Look for the full-length show on our main site, randomdistribution.com. And all right, guys, we are out of here.